You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It has been exactly 2 years since the Welfare Expert Advisory Group released their report, Whakamana Tangata, Restoring Dignity to Social Security. The report provided 42 recommendations to the government for the social welfare system in New Zealand. Campaign groups and NGOs such as Auckland Action Against Poverty and Child Poverty Action Group say that the government has failed to enact any of the recommendations set out under the report. They say they are frustrated and disappointed that the government has not acted on this report. I spoke to Brooke Powell-Stanley, coordinator of Auckland Action Against Poverty, about this issue. I began by asking Brooke what AAAP is calling for in terms of the welfare review and government action on it.
Yeah, so AAAP is really clear in terms of our campaign demands, which is livable incomes for all. And that's ensuring that everyone in this country has enough money after all their essential bills have been paid for. We've been really deliberate in not putting an amount on that, because we know that once there is an amount, the cost of living continues to rise. Landlords put up their rent, food goes up, power goes up, internet goes up, and so it's ensuring that everyone has enough after all their bills have been paid. We want to ensure that benefits are individualised. At the moment, if you're in a relationship, that affects your rate. And we want the government to remove all sanctions and obligations from the system.
This welfare review was done 2 years ago, and part of your point is that it's been 2 years almost to the day. Could you run through what sort of the core recommendations of the review that were particularly important to you?
From AAAP's perspective, some of the core recommendations were around changing the principles of the Social Security Act so that the Act is actually grounded into our Māori values, and also ensures that that piece of legislation actually honours Te Tiriti. It would mean that changing the values and principles of the Act would mean that work and income weren't allowed to cause further hardship to you or your whānau. It would also mean that they could operate from a high trust model. And giving people support. One of the other recommendations was an increase to core benefits, but that increase was only between 12 and 47%. And we're saying that recommendation still isn't enough in terms of ensuring people have enough to thrive in this country. There were some recommendations around removing some sanctions, but we want them to remove all workplace obligations and sanctions, because research shows that they actually don't help support people into meaningful work or help support people. And there was core recommendations around housing, ensuring that there's greater investment into state and public housing. We want the government to use this report as a guide, as opposed to like, oh, we'll implement these things and then it's all fixed kind of thing.
Why have these recommendations not been a priority for the government over the last couple of years, do you think?
I think this government doesn't have the range. I think they like to think that they do, but I truly, they don't. I also think that what AAAP is calling for in terms of transforming the welfare system isn't actually going to transform just the welfare space. It's going to transform the whole way that we operate as a society. Because what we're saying is that people aren't their work. People are more than their work, actually. We're calling for all people to have their rights to their own existence, for all people to have autonomy and sovereignty. And I think within a capitalist system where you're only viewed as, work is such an important aspect of like who we are within the space, and we're saying that everyone actually is contributing to work, whether it's paid or unpaid. And actually, if people are here, then we should be providing for them. So imagine a world in which everyone kind of gets to decide how they want to, what their contribution will be, is radical to people. But I think the government has, they've got so much clout. they can use some of that clout to start nurturing these conversations about actually where we're heading. And yeah, I think just this Labor government, they don't have the solutions to these issues.
Do you think that there is or there could be a government that would have that transformative core to make a change in the current day and age that we're in? Do you think that there ever would have been a possibility that New Zealand would see a government like that right now or any time in the near future?
I think it's a greater change that needs to happen, because I think we need to be real about where we're heading, where we are. Like, looking at, actually, let's be real about all the work that we do now that we can't, that, like, what that currently contributes to, and actually be real about what the work that needs to be done. I mean, the government's here acting illegally anyways. They didn't honour Te Tiriti. And so I think the future of this country should be, we should be being guided by Te Iwi Māori. I mean, they have all the knowledge and solutions to the issues that that have been created by colonisation and misgovernment. And I think in terms of where we need to go, it's with their leadership, their values at the core.
Obviously, we've seen a huge overhaul to the health system under this Labor government, and with the budget set to be announced later this month, and the budget also being recovery-focused, according to Grant Robertson, due to COVID-19, do you expect this budget to address the lack of response to the welfare review in any way?
I mean, I would hope so, but I'm not holding my breath, because